There's a lot planned for the rural city of Murray Bridge in the coming months. Following news of plans for a Christmas festival and pageant on Sturt Reserve, the council says they also aim to host a New Year's Eve party on Water's Edge, pending SA Health approval. It should kick off a month-long splash festival incorporating 30 summer events in the town. And renovations are on track at the swimming centre for a pool party and grand opening on Friday, the 30th of October. CEO of the rural city, Michael Sedgman, joins me now for a chat about it. Hi there, Michael.
Good morning, Jenny, and good morning to your listeners.
Sounds like you're keen for a fun summer ahead for residents.
Indeed we are, Jenny, and you know, we're very conscious of the fact that many people have done it hard over the last 6 months or so during the high points of the pandemic, and we really think that the spring-summer season approaching is a time to provide some opportunities for the community to relax and recreate and, you know, take their mind off troublesome times.
Yeah. So tell us about the pool works that's currently being undertaken. It's part of a major multi-million dollar rejuvenation, isn't it?
Indeed it is, Jenny. The work's underway at the Murray Bridge Swimming Centre is an important first stage of our swimming pool master plan implementation. The works underway at the moment are a significant first stage, a $2.8 million investment, importantly supported by a generous grant from the state government of $1 million.
Mm. So the whole Olympic-sized pool is being redone. There's also a children's pool and a few other things being done at the moment. Is that right?
Indeed. So the main focus is the rejuvenation of the Olympic pool. That work's well underway, and we're confident that we'll be ready for a reopening event on Friday the 30th of October.
Yeah, so that's a free event. It goes, from 3:30 all through the night? There'll be lights and things like that. What else is happening for the launch party?
So there'll be some formalities, obviously, in terms of the reopening. But we're focused on making this an event for our community, and there'll be activities centred on swimming, obviously, around the event. The water play facility will be operational, and it'll be a great opportunity for the young and the young at heart to celebrate the reopening of the pool.
Great. Do we need to register on the council website, or how can we RSVP for that?
Yes, follow at the council website for details regarding attendance.
With me at the moment is Murray Bridge Council CEO Michael Sedgman. The city's keen to light up the sky at Sturt Reserve this New Year's as well.
Yes, we are, Jenny. And we've got to the point, you know, some 10 to 12 weeks out from New Year's Eve, where we're able to commit to the conduct of our New Year's Eve event, which will be the catalyst for the month-long Splash Riverfront Festival over the month of January.
Oh, lovely. Now, let's talk about that in a sec. But was last year the first time you had the fireworks display at Sturt Reserve?
It was.
Mm, and it sounds like it was quite popular.
It was very popular, Jenny, and we had overwhelming positive feedback from the community regarding the event. So the New Year's Eve event, subject to finalising our planning, will kick off around 5 p.m. There'll be lots of activity down at Sturt Reserve, family-friendly fireworks around about 9 p.m. And I'm quite sure that'll be a great success, as it was last year, and a great opportunity for our community to celebrate the entry of 2021.
Yes, and there comes the Splash Festival, which is quite a few events happening in the rural city.
Yes, so Sturt Reserve will be activated from New Year's Day right through to Australia Day, and people should take a note of updates on our website regarding all the activities that will be conducted down at Sturt Reserve over the month of January.
Lovely. Well, you have a good day, and thanks so much for joining me today, Michael Sedgman.
My absolute pleasure, Jenny.